This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morningstar Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra is still preaching on the series titled Drifting. Today he shares on factors that can cause us to drift while married. Let's join him.
I want to talk about Genesis chapter 11 this morning. Genesis chapter 11, I've been sharing a very powerful series. It was titled Drifting. And my subtitle this morning is Pull Factors. Genesis chapter 11 verse 1, I want to read. It says, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. The Bible says there was a time on the earth where there was only one language on the earth. And the people living on the earth, they were talking. And this is what they said. Verse 4. Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. So the Bible says that whilst they were there, they decided to build a city and a tower. Go to means come. It's old English. It means come. Let us build a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. Let us make us a name. There is nothing wrong in building a city or a tower, but God judges your motives. Instead of doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus, they said, let us make us a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. So they started building this tower. Verse 5. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. So the Bible says, whilst they were doing it, God decided to pay them a visit. The building inspector himself, he came to pay them a visit. Whatever you are doing, you can do it in your own mind. I want you to know that there are spiritual forces that can interrupt what you are doing physically. That is why you cannot ignore them. Because there are higher forces that are beyond human forces. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. 6. And the Lord said, the people is one. They have all one language. This they begin to do. Nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Then God said that the way the people are united, there is nothing that they cannot do. Unity. The Bible says when there is unity, there is nothing you cannot do. Very powerful statement. Verse 7. God said, go to, let us go down there and confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So God said, let's pay them a visit. He said, let's just change their language. So after that time, there was only one language. It was at this point that French came. Spanish came. Fanti came. Is there a point that the Holy Ghost was called Bobo Kokwe? His name was changed. Bobo Kokwe. Eledowo. It means the Holy Ghost is moving. That's Ewe. Ewe for Holy Ghost is Bobo Kokwe. And I said, the gentle Holy Spirit, look at such a big name that has been given to him. Can he carry it? But I think it emphasizes his power. When I say Bobo Kokwe, you can feel the power. I said, power has come to town. Eledowom, it means the Holy Ghost is moving. So it was at this point that languages changed. Verse 8, look at the result. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the whole earth, and they left off to build the city. So the Bible says that the minute they couldn't communicate anymore, the Bible says something happened. Now there was total confusion. They couldn't build that city anymore. You know, one thing I've noticed about being married is that you can be married and single. In name, you are married, but in reality, you are single. And there are many people like that. In name, they are married, but practically, they are single. Why do you bother to do something and you don't even enjoy the full benefits of what you signed up for? Personally, I'm somebody, I believe in all or nothing. Either I'm doing it or I'm not doing it. If I'm married, I'm married. If I'm single, I'm single. So I realized that most people don't really even benefit from being married. Because the benefit of marriage is the union. Are you understanding me? It's from the union that you get the benefit. So if you fail to unite, you realize that you will not reap the benefits that God intended. When God created Adam alone, he put him in the garden. He said to him, he must dress the garden. The Lord God took the man, put him in the garden of Eden, commanded him to dress it and to keep it. But the minute the woman came, and the woman came to add to the man, and they were united, God said, wow, now something explosive is going to happen. Genesis 1:28, the Bible says, and God blessed them, said unto them, be fruitful. When that union is achieved, and that unity is achieved, that is when you become fruitful. That's why a man cannot give birth by himself. Neither can a woman give birth by herself. You need somebody else to connect to before you can become fruitful. It is true biologically, it's true spiritually, it's true financially, it's true economically, it's true in every sense of the word. But it's just that you can be married and single. But the Bible says that once you are married and you are united, oh, that is when you begin to profit from the blessings of being married. So the Bible says that as long as people are united, they can do great things. But when they are disunited, they cannot. So when you are married, the stronger your union, the more fruitful you are. So if you are married, or you're about to marry, or you intend to get married, please listen to me. When you enter marriage, decide to reap the full benefits, and it comes only from union. In Exodus 4 verse 9, the Bible says, two are better than one. It's talking about marriage. Just two people. They have a good reward for their labor. In business, it's called synergy. In economics, it's called the law of increasing returns. Which means even economically, if you are married, it's better. Ask the brothers who have been buying food by the roadside who are not married. They have high expenses. Buying food in restaurants and all those things, and sometimes they have to walk long distances just to have supper. They are struggling. So the Bible says that even economically, it makes you push forward. So when God saw these people were building the tower united, he said, while these people are united, listen, there is nothing they cannot do. In Exodus 4 verse 10, the Bible continues to say, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. Woe to him that is alone when he falleth. He has not another to help him. When you are married, you're supposed to help. Sometimes I get amazed. You see people who are married and on their mind is revenge, not help. On their mind is control, not help. On their mind is exploitation and taking advantage of the other person, not help. Sometimes the people are there to loot money, to take care of the other family members, not help. That's a parasitic relationship. That's somebody, are you a parasite? It's supposed to be a symbiotic relationship. I help you, you help me. So if you are not married, I want to encourage you, look, just make sure that if you do, you achieve this union, because that's where the strength and the power lies. The next verse, verse 11 says, again, if two lie together, they have heat. How can one be warm alone? This is called comfort. It doesn't matter the amount of money that you have. In the time of trouble and when you are sad, you can't put $50 bills in bundles and say, comfort me. Money can't comfort you. You will need a human being to comfort you. Even somebody to talk to. You know, I've always been amazed. I always think that those people who are not married, especially every time my wife says I should zip her dress. And I always ask her, so the people who are single, who zips their dress? I always ask this thing. Who has been doing it? Or their hands have grown longer. Then it said in verse 12, if one shall prevail against him, two shall withstand him. This talks about security. When I'm broke, you are working. When I'm sick, you are healthy. He said the threefold cord is not easily broken. That's the beauty of the whole thing. When you are broke, look, your spouse should be able to help you. It's not a time for us to go into history and tell us, you remember 1973? Union. So God said to these people, he said, look, the way they are united, there is nothing they cannot do. And I believe if you are united in marriage, there is nothing you cannot do. I share everything with my wife, my time, my life, my ministry, my finances, my money, my bed, everything I share with my wife. There is nothing that I don't share. Like I told you, for me, it's all or nothing. I'm that kind of person. Either I'm doing it or I'm not doing it. And if I'm doing it, I want to have the full results of what I'm doing. Otherwise, I won't do it at all. Full reward. Even my wife doesn't invest for herself. I invest for her. The reason why I invest for her is that I'm a better businessman. Oh, you can ask her. And through my investments for her, I have made her prosperous. She may deny it, but it's true. But you know, you can be united like these people that we spoke about in the Tower of Babel. The Bible said they were so united. But the Bible says a time came when they drifted apart. The unity was broken. The fact that we are united today does not mean we'll be united tomorrow. The things that we used to do that kept us united for the past 10 years, we'll still have to keep on doing the same things because conditions always change.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next week for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus. For coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It said, dear prophet, this is very difficult to understand. My wife and I got married last year, April. At a honeymoon, she told me she had her menses. On the second day, menses, the day before our wedding. This continued for 8 months nonstop. We visited many medical specialists, all to no avail. Wow. Then, we came to see you, for you to pray for us, that we're believing God for the fruit of the womb. You prayed for us, and after we went home, she started complaining that she was not feeling well. After some days, we went to check out the hospital, and my wife was pregnant. What a surprise. We want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. We serve a miracle working God. Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 2075752 15. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.